Durkin was encouraged to run for the U.S. Senate by Illinois Attorney General Jim Ryan. In his time in the Illinois House, Durkin has helped to pass laws to protect the rights of crime victims, to prevent violence in public schools, and to streamline the criminal justice system. It's when talking about the law that Durkin is most comfortable.
On capital cases, I've studied the issue, and I have introduced legislation which will allow for a limited deposition of witnesses and alibi witnesses, eyewitnesses and alibi witnesses, so it's reciprocal prosecution. Something that's similarly done in civil cases throughout the United States. But two states right now, Indiana and Florida, use them on criminal cases, and their experience has been that depositions have made good cases better and weak cases were exposed earlier.
Republicans have lost six of the last seven Illinois U.S. Senate races, in part because GOP candidates could not rally support beyond the party base. Party leaders believe independents and ticket splitters will be attracted to Durkin. That's because Durkin co-chaired Senator John McCain's presidential campaign in Illinois. McCain had strong crossover appeal. Durkin also likes to point out that of the three GOP senatorial candidates, he's the only one with legislative experience.
I've got a proven record, which I think is important, and that is what voters want, someone who is going to stand up for the things that they campaign on. And that's an advantage that I have, is that I've been out there working and doing good things in this state for the past 7 years, and people have recognized my efforts.
On his website, Durkin has a laundry list of measures he would support. Among them, increase pay and improve working conditions for the military, make more money available for low-income families to go to college, increase ethanol production and utilize clean coal technology, and use domestic sources of oil. Durkin would also vote to cut the capital gains tax and reduce marginal rates, the highest graduated rate that one must pay taxes on.
Importantly, I think if you accelerate the marginal rates, and I think that there needs to be a reduction in the capital gains, those are tried and true measures that we've seen back in the 60s and the 80s, and even when there was a reduction in the capital gains in 1997, a number of economists have credited that as one of the major reasons for the surpluses which we enjoyed during the past few years.
Financial records filed with the state of Illinois show that Durkin has yet to pay back one penny on a $15,000 campaign loan he incurred in 1995. Durkin likes to say he's the only GOP candidate without significant wealth. Durkin says it's much harder to raise money for a federal campaign than a legislative campaign. At the end of the year, Durkin had just over $134,000 in his legislative account. Illinois campaign law would allow him to convert just over $44,000 of that to his federal campaign. Durkin says something must be done to make it easier for federal candidates to raise money.
Well, I will tell you just firsthand that if you increase the individual limits, it will certainly it will make you more competitive. That is an idea which I know that has been was in part of the campaign finance reform legislation, because it was never changed from the 70s, and the limitations have stayed in place, the individual contribution of $1,000.
One of Durbin's opponents, John Cox, has spent more than $1 million of his own money on the race. Another opponent, James Oberweis, is chairman of a large dairy in Aurora. Durkin is hoping a strong grassroots political base will offset his opponent's wealth. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.